Today is Friday, September 11th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I spent all day today working on, well, not all day, because I had a meeting at 1 o'clock, and the manager... I've said this a million times, but the manager of the products that I product own. So he's not my manager. It's kind of weird. But anyway, the alignment is weird. But the manager of the products that I own, he had asked for some strategy stuff and whatever. And so I've been working on it. But, you know, I saved a lot of the work to today because the meeting was today. And, you know, I'm a, like I've said before, I'm a procrastinator. So anyway, I did a lot of work this morning, but I had made sure that my calendar was blocked off. Nobody could bug me. And I did a whole lot of work. I got a lot of stuff done. So it was one of those days where, and I don't know if any of you guys have those kind of days, but it was one of those days where I feel like I was super productive. And I got a lot done, and then I had the meeting, and he was pleased with everything that I did, I think. I mean, who knows? But it seemed like he was pleased with everything that I did. And yeah, so that was my day. I did want to read. We got an email. All of the Geeky Gay fandom out there, the Geeky Gay fam, got an email from Sam in the Hinterlands, and it's been forever, so I'm going to read it. So here we go. She says, I'm actually listening to a podcast again, and it's yours. I feel so special, Sam. I wonder what the order, because I know that Sam had stopped listening to podcasts for a little while because her life got really busy. And she even emailed a lot of the podcasts she listens to, because apparently... I mean, I'm not going to, first of all, I know Fatty was the first, so I'm not, and there I go, mentioning Fatty again, every single episode I mention Fatty, I swear to God. Anyway, so I know that Sam emails a lot of the podcasts that she listens to, and I'm not jealous, you know, that she emails other podcasts, and, you know, Fatty was the first that I'm aware of, and but I was wondering what order. Since you're now listening to podcasts again, what order did you start listening again in? So like if you had kind of put podcast listening on hold, what was the order of returning to podcast listening that you did? I'm sure Fatty was first because he's like your first. So, all right, gosh, I picked a good day since you just had the suits meeting and now I know what's going on. Yeah, I think Fatty talked about it in his show as well. I'm pretty sure I remember that when I listened to it. I just don't remember which episode it was, but I know he mentioned the event. So while we're doing that, I'll go ahead and talk about it. Everyone, we're having a Zoom event. It's taking the place of the in-person event that we do every year for Pride 48. So this is your quarantine COVID version. If you go over to pride48.com/September Zoom, you can get there. Excuse me. You can get there. And or you can go to the events tab and there's a link for it. But anyway, all of the information is there. But the dates are Friday, September 18th through Sunday, September 20th. And we're going to start at 9 p.m. on Friday. All these times are Eastern, as always with Pride 48. And 9 p.m. Eastern, we're going to have pink carpet where we're going to interview all the people in the Zoom, look at what you're wearing, what you're drinking, all that kind of good stuff. And then we're going to have a pizza party at 10. Now, you want to arrive early. And I know you're thinking, what? A pizza party? How are we going to have a pizza party over Zoom? Well, I'm going to answer you right now. Of course, this is virtual and we can't pass out pizza to everyone virtually. But the goal is that we are going to all order pizzas and have them delivered. But I assume, you know, if you live close to a pizza place, you can, you know, drive over and pick up your own pizza. But we're during the pink carpet, we're all going to order pizza to have delivered. And then by 10 p.m., the goal is that everyone have a pizza and we all eat pizza together and we have a meet and greet. And, you know, that's Friday night. Now, we are going to be giving out $10 gift cards to pizza places, and those will be electronic gift cards. So if you show up to the pink carpet, we're going to be giving out those to 10 people. And so we may pay for your pizza. So who knows? And if not, you know, if you've already ordered your pizza, then maybe you can use that to pay for a pizza that you do at another time. So, all right, on Saturday, Saturday is going to actually be more than likely on the website. It says Mr. and Miss Pride 48 pageant. And I talked about that yesterday, I believe. And I said, you know, you can, no matter what gender you classify as or whether you're non-binary, it's more about being drag than anything. But I think what we're going to end up doing, I don't think we got enough contestants to fill that up. So it's going to be changed to 8 p.m. is going to be Never Have I Ever. And we're going to play Never Have I Ever. It's going to be both a drinking game for those people who want to drink. And it's also going to be a way to win some money. So, and I, like I said before, if you, depending on how many of those Never Have I Evers you make it through, if you're the last person standing, then you will win $1 for every scenario that you made it through in order to win. So if everyone sits down on the, you know, shuts their video off and takes a shot on the very first one and you're the only one who doesn't, you win $1. If, you know, if you make it through 50, you win $50. So that's going to be how that goes. We're going to play that. That'll be fun. And then that's going to kind of transition over into the underwear party. You can wear a onesie. You can wear nothing. You can wear a jock strap. You can wear whatever you consider underwear. And then on Sunday, we will have $48 pyramid starting at 5 p.m. Eastern, bingo at 7, and closing show at 8. And for bingo, for those who want to play bingo, you will get virtual bingo cards, and we're going to have a way for you guys to sign up for that on Friday and Saturday evening so that we can get you the bingo cards on Sunday before we start. All right. So anyway, so I was still reading, Sam, but I wanted to give you guys all that information again. I'm going to talk about it at least a little bit every episode between now and then, because I want people to really get it in their minds, you know, what the times are and what we're doing and all that. So going back to Sam's email, she says his hands are tired for pulling all those clips. Yeah, maybe if that's what we're calling the ballet these days. I don't know. Oh, I guess she's talking about me saying that Fatty pulls all these clips from me saying his name all the time. Must be. And then lastly, I hope your bug problems are now a thing of the past, even if you don't think much of Billy the Exterminator. His name, I don't know what his name was actually, but I think Billy the Exterminator is just as good a name as any. And, yeah, so that's what we'll go with, Billy the Exterminator. Actually, it's funny. There was a bug crawling on the carpet earlier. And I mean, I'm sure, you know, that when they come out, every single bug is not going to just magically be dead immediately. He sprays the baseboard, so for one thing, a bug that hasn't yet made it to the baseboard may not be dead. And anyway, there's still going to be, there was still a little gnat flying around this earlier today when I was working. Those things are driving me crazy. He did pour some stuff down. He said the kitchen drain is usually a big problem for that. Like if you, especially if you have like a disposal, because you have like rotting food in there and stuff, and gnats can infest that. Although I really think it's that forid fly. But same deal with those. They tend to gather around things that are decomposing. And so apparently he put some poison down the drain, or down the, you know, just the kitchen sink drain. But I don't know. These are upstairs, and I'm not really near the kitchen. So, I mean, they could be born in the kitchen drain and then make their way up here. I don't know. And it's always like one. I don't have a lot of them. I will have like one that just wants to fly right into my face. And I'm afraid it's going to fly in my mouth, and I'm going to eat it, and I'm going to be grossed out. You know? All right. Well, last night, I didn't feel like cooking. We did our P90X, as always. I didn't feel like cooking. We went to Freddy's Steak Burgers and Frozen Custard. I don't know. Whatever the name of that place is. It's closer than Whataburger, and so sometimes I'm like, let's go there. I'll get a burger there. They have a patty melt that I really like that's on rye bread with grilled onions and Swiss cheese. And I never have been a huge fan of rye bread, but I just decided I was going to start eating it how they made it, because that's what you should do. That's probably the best version. And I've kind of gotten to like the rye bread. I'm not hating it. So we did that, and then we watched Away. We did watch Big Brother. And I saw an article today about Big Brother. Usually I wait until like the day that we record But First, which is my Big Brother podcast, but I've been getting spoiled so much by like articles on my phone and like news articles, and Fatty spoils us when we record But First anyway, but I get even more spoiled. And so it gets to the point where I'm watching it and I know every single thing that's going to happen in the episode. And I'm like, why am I even watching this? Like, I know what's going to happen. And so I was like, okay, you know what? We're going to watch this now so I don't get spoiled. And so we did that. But this article that I saw today was about how several of the Big Brother members, and we'll probably talk about this on the show. We record Monday evening, so we'll probably talk about this on next week's episode. But several of the house guests were making fun of Ian for being autistic. Not necessarily for being autistic, but just making fun of like some of his mannerisms and stuff like that. And although I do think it's wrong to make fun of people, it is. I mean, it's wrong. And I think they shouldn't have done it. But the thing about Big Brother is that I always feel like people are a little bit too hard on these house guests, because who is used to living somewhere where you have cameras and microphones always on you 24 hours a day for like how many ever days they're in there, 90 days or something. So there's going to be times when you say something that you wish you could take back. And I'm not saying it makes it right. I'm just saying I think we should give them cut them a little bit of slack to say, well, you know, I'm not going to cancel them. To use a recent term. Anyway, I don't know. It was wrong, but I just think we blow things out of proportion sometimes. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. Haven't gotten many phone calls recently. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Have a good weekend, everyone. I will talk to you on Monday. Bye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.